They went together, Abram and Lot. However, Abram was called of the Lord, and Lot went on his own. Why did Lot go with Abram? Because of earthly gain. How do I know that? Well, when the Lord offered Lot a choice, Lot did not choose what is closer to the Lord, but what is closer to the world. So, we read in this chapter 13, verse 5, that Lot also went with Abram. In the verse 4, in the place of the altar they came unto the place of the altar which he had made at the beginning, at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord, back to the Lord. After every experience, after every change, back to the Lord. And if the experience was good, honoring the Lord, glorifying the name of God, back to the Lord again. Remember the beginning of our faith. Remember the deliverance of the Lord. Don't stay there, but remember that and go ahead and follow the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. What do we see here? Abram is called of the Lord, and he is a man that should live godly life, and yet in his own family, extended family, there is strife, disagreement between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. Did Lot know that? Of course he did. Why didn't he do something to prevent that? Because he was a man of this world. Yes, he did. He was righteous, to some extent. And he enjoyed righteousness as long as it doesn't cost much. And he would, in a way, fear God and he would believe God to some extent as long as God would not ask him to do something. So Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." Well, is godliness separation or is godliness unity? Godliness is both. If we do not separate from those that we are unequally yoked with in the faith and our spiritual labor, we are not going to have unity ever. For the sake of unity, we have first to get separated. We cannot be united with the Lord if we are not willing to separate from the world. We cannot serve two masters. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. So much has been said in this verse number 10. Let's go over that again. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, but all of that was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. When we look at this world, and something seems to be very attractive, very inviting, very appealing, it's wonderful. We could have a wonderful life in this world. The Lord did not give all the blessings to the unbelievers. It's also for His people. Isn't that an expression of God's love and goodwill and so on? Remember, all of this is before the Lord will destroy this world. And let's not forget, it's temporary. It's of a short duration. Lot has chosen that which was temporary, which is of short duration. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom, closer and closer and closer. Someday we will find Lot in the center of Sodom. What was so wonderful in Sodom? Corruption? later on, much later on in prophecies, we will find what was the main sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. No, not perversion, not oppression, no, abundance of riches and idleness of time. They had nothing to do. They enjoyed their life and in their pursuit of pleasure and happiness. Does that sound like American dream? Does that sound like the goal of all the humanity? In that pursuit, they went from idleness to corruption, from corruption to perversion, from perversion to total destruction of themselves. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan. It was so well watered, beautiful, like the land of Egypt along the river Nile, fertile, green. Oh, how beautiful. But all of that was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Why did Enoch, the seventh man, walk with the Lord? And why did the Lord take Enoch with him? Did not even allow Enoch to live and die like the rest of the people there? Because the Lord has revealed to Enoch that the Lord is coming with multitudes of the heavenly hosts to judge the earth. The life on earth is temporary, just for a time. And the Lord will judge the earth. And then right here, we read, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tents toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Lot, the men of Sodom are wicked, don't you see? Oh yes, you see, another inch closer to Sodom. Oh, there is a good market. They can sell their produce. Fur, cheese, milk, whatever they had, meat. There is a good market of slaves. So, closer, closer, closer. He's going to Sodom. But the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. How true and how sad. They were like the dust of the earth in so many things. The wind blows in one direction, there they go. The wind blows in another direction, there they go. The flood came and they're washed away. But that was not all. The Lord promised that in the multitudes of that dust, there will be some rocks. There will be some people that will be the heirs of the covenant. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Why was it necessary for Abram to know that the Lord will multiply his seed so much? Because Abram had no child, and his wife was barren. The Lord is promising a miracle, and it takes a miracle of faith to believe that promise. But it takes additional miracle to wait until the promise is fulfilled. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built then an altar unto the Lord. And it came to pass in the days of, I'll skip the names of these kings, a few kings in the valley and a few kings far away, there is a war, a warning to Lot. To reveal to him, it's a dangerous place where you are. It's a threatening situation in which you have brought yourself. Flee out of this place and follow the Lord. But Lot did not heed the warning of the Lord.